When I have a press conference in season and three people show up, what do you think? When we play Virginia at home, I read something. I don't know who reported it. I'm reading again. So you guys want to write about me, I'll read now. I'm not going to read during the season. One of you guys reported something about Virginia not bringing any fans. We played Virginia here in December. They have more fans than us at the game. That's what I'm talking about. That's all. That's what I'm talking about. It has to be – basketball has to be part of our fabric that we get excited for. Let's talk about a game, Clemson. That's a huge game for this university. We're talking the Clemson football game since December for next year. We're talking for the Clemson baseball series since December of last year. Brad Brownell and I, we laugh at this. There's not an article written leading into the Clemson-South Carolina basketball game, promoting that game. No one asked him and I to go on the radio and promote that game. Nobody. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not criticizing. I'm a football guy. You got to understand, that's the only sport I know. I got no idea how I coach basketball. I'd rather go in Will's meetings and talk football with him than talk basketball. I'm a football guy. I came to the SEC because of football, because it brings that attention. I love football. If any basketball coach has a problem with football, they need to go coach at Butler, Villanova, Creighton, pick the schools. They don't have to worry about Marquette. They don't have to worry about football, those schools. I didn't choose those schools. I chose here because of football. I chose here because passionate fans is what we need. We need to grow that. We need people to get excited. I don't know, how would you feel if you show up to a press conference in basketball season and I don't answer any questions and I basically give you 2 minutes and I leave?
Well, I get that from some people, so I've gotten used to it.
No. I didn't say others. I said me. How would you feel towards me as the basketball coach and our sport if that's how I handled a press conference in season?
That you aren't promoting your program well enough.
Correct. And when I show up, if Chris Silva shows up for a press conference in season and there's only three or four people in here, that's a problem. But that's not my job to make those decisions. You guys got to cover it, not me. I can't make you come. But when you ask me, I'm giving you an answer, honest question.
If my point is, not that it is, this is sort of hypothetical, that media interest follows fan interest, your point would be that fan interest follows media interest?
They're both. Who connects my program to the fans?
Us.
The media. Plain and simple. I know that. Do you really think, and I'm not being negative here, do you really think that managing the media is not something I got to work at every single day?
Sure.
Of course I do. Right. Not lying to you, but managing the media, because the media is my direct connection to the fans. And whatever is written, I've shared this with this room before. I don't know if I've shared it with you. I'm at K-State, okay? K-State is small town, middle of Kansas. The nearest media markets are Kansas City and Wichita, 2 hours away. I never coached a game without beat writers from every newspaper in that state at our game. Regardless of where we played. Hawaii, never. You want me to tell you how many times that's happened here?
Well, so you're also dealing with a different media landscape than you are. Some of that doesn't have to do with basketball.
That's Big 12 football. What way? That's not bad football.
Newspapers are a ton smaller now than they were even
when you were coaching at Kansas State. 7 years ago. Well, how about this one? We were a top, I think we were ranked 16th in the country. We went to LSU. 16th or 17th in the country, to play a league game, not a bad bye game, a league game at LSU. How many folks from the media do you think were covering, not ours, in total, how many people from the media do you think were there covering the game?
No idea.
I walked into the press conference and I sat down. There was not a soul in the room. Ask Emily. I started laughing. I said, you got to be kidding me. There's no one here to cover this game? So when you hear me say that, that's what I'm talking about. And our fans, now whether you want to be positive or negative on how you report things, that's your business. I got no problem with that. Our fans believe in what we do based on the way the media covers our sport. Plain and simple, in our market. I've said this publicly. You know why the nation has disrespected the SEC for so long in men's basketball? Because our media markets don't cover the sport. So the national guys, how about this one national guy came here? He texts me. He goes, hey, I'm in Colombia. I haven't been here in 30 years. We went to a Final Four 2 years ago. Couldn't come then? You understand what I'm saying? We went to a Final Four, but the national media doesn't look at the media. I had another national guy text me while LSU was playing. Who'd they play in the first round? Holy cow, I can't believe how big and good they are. And I said, well, if you'd ever travel south of the Mason-Dixon line, you could have seen it for yourself like everyone else down here did. But those messages are not put out by our media. And it's not just us. The media markets are the folks in this conference. I'm not trying to compare us to football. Come on. I would never do that. And I came here because I love football. I want to be a part of college football. There's nothing like a Saturday on a college campus where football's important. It creates the mindset, the enthusiasm for your campus for the whole year. That's important to me. What I'm saying is for us to grow, like, for example, you tell anyone around the country that over the last 4 years, we've been in the top four in attendance in the SEC. No one knows that. How is it that nobody knows that? That's pretty good. But that message is not put out there. And somehow, some way, it takes time. When you hear me say it takes time, we're not there yet. We haven't changed all that yet. We got to keep working at that.